ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कौ देवो युनक्ति श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति। वी हेव् अण्डर्स्टुड् The teacher gave a brilliant answer, a unique answer indirectly to help the student arrive at the abstract formless consciousness implied by the term Atma as the truth which by its mere presence enables the mind and the subtle powers function. So we understood the meaning of the mantra here. We have seen Bhagavad-pada's commentary on these expression words, Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manoyat, Pranasya Pranaha. Now you are seeing today, Tatha, before I go to this today's part, the word Pranaha, implying, meaning the vital air, which is involved in five functions, subtle physiological functions, is also secondarily taken as the power of smelling, because the inhalation is inevitable for the function of smelling to happen also. So any flavor, any smell, any fragrance, any stink becomes known only through the inhalation. Therefore, the word pranaha has two meanings. The mukhya artaha is the vital air, mukhya pranaha. And gaunartaha, the secondary meaning of the word pranaha is power of smelling. But anyway, both meanings become conveyed here. The function of power of smelling also is possible only because of the blessing of the Atma. And physiological function also is possible only because of the blessing of the Atma. That is made very clear. So we saw in yesterday's class, Sarvasya Karana Kalapasya Pravruttihi. The function or the activity of the entirety of the aggregate of sense powers is for the sake of Brahma, for whose sake the function of the entire subtle body is that Brahma. This is the prakaranartha, vivakshitaha prakaranartha. This is the meaning intended in this context. Okay, we'll see today's portion now. Tatha chakshushas chakshuhu. Chakshushas chakshu. Why chakshu? Because the two golakams, we have the powers. The two eyes are there. Therefore, the one power is in both the eyes also. Therefore, chakshu, chakshurindriyam. Or chakshushaha chakshuhu. Chakshuhu, again, the visarga also, chakshushas chakshuhu. So, this expression, eye of the eye. Similarly, means eye of the eye, similarly, tatha chakshushas chakshuhu. Eye of the eye also mean, this expression also means the same. What does it mean? It is the reality implied by the term Brahma. The consciousness implied by the term Brahman alone is the truth which enables the seeing power function. Rupa prakashakaha, rupa prakashakasya chakshushaha. What is the seeing power? Chakshuhu is a chakshur indriyam. The subtle seeing power is chakshuhu. Chakshushaha, indriya rupa prakashakasya. The seeing power is that which reveals, seeing power is the revealer of the form, revealer of the light, revealer of all forms, colors and shapes which reflect the light. Therefore, chakshurindriyam is said to be rupa prakashakaha. Rupa prakashakam indriyam chakshuhu. The subtle power, seeing power, which brings to light its respective object, form. And here, chakshushaha, yad rupa grahana samarthyam, rupa prakashakasya chakshushaha, yad rupa grahana samarthyam asti, that specific capability of the seeing power, the revealer of the form, is also definitely because of its being supported by that Atma, Atma Chaitanyam. So he says, Tad Atma Chaitanya Adhishtitasya Eva. Tad Atma Chaitanya Adhishtitasya Eva Rupa Prakashasya Chakshushaha Grahana Samarthyam. So the capability of perceiving, of the seeing power, which is the revealer of its revealer of the form, is possible only when it is supported by, blessed by, presided over by the Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness obtaining as the self. So chakshushaha rupa prakashakasya chakshushaha yad grahana samarthyam asti tad atma chaitanya adishtitasya eva. Only the seeing power which is presided over by the atma chaitanyam, the consciousness alone, has the capability of perceiving, revealing its respective object form. Ataha, therefore, mantra, in this mantra, the teacher says, Chakshushaha Chakshuhu. So it is the Atma Chaitanyam, which is the eye of the eye. Now, in the following paragraph, Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. So with this, Ataha Chakshushaha Chakshushu, with that portion, the nature of the Atma, with that expression Chakshushaha Chakshuhu, Bhagavad Pada finishes his commentary on the first line. Thereby, he makes it very clear. It is this consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahma, by its mere presence, makes all subtle powers function. So the nature of the Atma, Atma Swarupam, is revealed by all these expressions indirectly in the form of Chakshushaha, Chakshuhu, Shrotrasya, Shrotram, etc. So the first line, in the first line, Atma Swarupam is revealed. Now Bhagavad Pada moves on to the second line, where the benefit of the knowledge is mentioned. Having discovered that Atma, Chaitanyam, as one's own self, the discoverers, the knowers of the truth, become dhiraha, wise people, and those wise people become objective towards their body, mind and complex, because they shift their identity from the body, mind and complex to Atma, which means they transcend the body, mind and complex. Transcending the body, mind and complex means cognitively dissociating the self, cognitively disidentifying the self from the body, mind and complex, which is giving up the identity with the body, mind and complex. They become free while living. And this freedom, being the benefit of this knowledge, is mentioned. But there's no, in the mantra, the connection is not mentioned. The nature of the Atma is revealed in the first line. The benefit of the knowledge of the Atma is mentioned in the second line. Therefore, Bhagavad Pada says, to understand the connection between the nature of the Atma and the benefit of knowledge of the Atma, he says that we have to add another indeclinable participle, jnatva, jnatva, having known. And he himself explains why the word jnatva should be added by us. Or it is implied there, so we have to add that word. Prashtuhu prishtasya arthasya jnatum ishtatvat. Prashtuhu prishtasya arthasya jnatum ishtatvat. As this student who asked this question will be desperate to know the answers to his questions. Prashtuhu prishtarthasya jnatum ishtatvat. There is an ishtatvam. Ishtatvam means what? The desire. Desperateness for knowing. For jnatum ishtam asti. Jnatum ishtam asti. There is desperateness for knowing the truth. Desperateness for knowing what? Prishtartha. Prishtartha is what? The meaning, the reply. Prashta is the one who questions, the questioner, the one who asks. Prashtru Shabdha, Rikarantaha, Pullingaha, Prashtru Shabdha. So Prashtuhu is a possessive case form. Prashtuhu means the questioners. Anxiety to know the replies, to know the answer to his questions. From that itself, it's understood there must be the benefit. So prashtuhu prishtarthasya jnatum ishtatvatu shrotradehe shrotradi lakshanam yathoktam brahma jnatva iti adhyahriyate. Let me read a complete sentence. Prashtuhu prishtasya arthasya jnatum ishtatvatu prashtuhu prishtasya arthasya jnatum ishtatvatu shrotradehe shrotradi lakshanam yathoktam brahma jnatva iti adhyahriyate. As the questioner will be desperate to know the answers to his questions, shrotradehe shrotradi lakshanam. Before that, jnatva iti adhyahriyate. Brahma jnatva iti adhyahriyate. Adhyahriyate means what? Is added the word jnatva is added as to mean having known that Brahma. Yathoktam Brahma jnatva, having known that absolute reality Brahma, Brahman, as the ear of the ear, etc. As said before, yathoktam shrotradehe shrotradi lakshanam yathoktam brahma jnatva iti adhyahriyate. So the word jnatva should be added. That's all. Jnatva should be added to what? Yathoktam brahma jnatva. Having discovered, having known that pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma, as mentioned, which was mentioned as the ear of the ear of the ear, etc. Which alone was implied as the ear of the ear, etc. Then it is possible to understand the connection between the knowledge, the nature of the reality, and the benefit of the knowledge of the reality. So having discovered Brahman as the ear of the ear, etc., and there is the truth of the ear, etc., as said before, then one can understand the connection. Otherwise, connection is, logical connection cannot be understood unless we add this expression, word, jnatva. Then what is the benefit here? Amrutaha bhavanti. Next sentence. Amrutaha bhavanti iti palashrutehecha. Palashrutihi means the stuti statement which reveals the benefit of the knowledge. What is the benefit? Amrutaha bhavanti. So having discovered that consciousness, abstract reality, consciousness, Brahma, mentioned as the ear of the ear, etc., Amrutaha bhavanti. The nodes become immortal. Amrutaha bhavanti. Iti, there is a palashrutihi. As there is a palashrutihi, as there is a statement revealing the benefit of knowledge, as those who know attain, those who know become immortal, this word jnatva is added. Jnanad hi amrtattvam prapyate. It made very clear why jnatva should be added. See, simply nature of the reality or the truth of the seeing power, etc., being consciousness, simply mentioning is not enough. The nature of the reality is consciousness. It is implied by the term Brahma or Atma. And it is the truth which enables, it is this consciousness Brahma which enables all subtle powers function as subtle powers. If it is said, that is not enough. That Brahma, that reality should be known. So that's why jnatva is important. So having known that reality, Brahma, then people enjoy the benefit that amrutaha bhavanti, they become immortal. Therefore, it's important to supply the word jnatva. Jnanad hi amrutattvam prapyate. There's a well-known Vedantic declaration. What is that? Jnanad hi amrutattvam prapyate. Immortality is attained indeed only as a result of jnanam. Only by knowledge of the truth, the consciousness, obtaining as one's own self, immortality is attained. Jnanad hi amrutattvam prapyate. Jnanadhyamrutattvam prapyate. Amrutattvam katham prapyate. Jnanadev. Immortality is attained. Freedom is attained. Only as a result of jnanam. Jnatva vimuchyate iti samarthyat. Again he says, all this Bhagavad Pada explains to say why the word jnatva should be added. Jnatva vimuchyate iti samarthyat. As there is emphatic as there's a strength of emphasis that having known Brahman alone, a person becomes liberated. Jnatva vimuchyate iti samarthyat. The word samarthyam literally means capability, capacity. Also, different meanings are there. But here we should take it as what? Samarthyat means as there is the strength of the emphasis that having known the truth, a person becomes liberated. Jnatva vimuchyate iti samarthyat. Therefore what? Knowing the truth is important. Knowing the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness is very important. So it is the knowledge which liberates a person. Therefore the connection must be understood. Therefore the word jnatva should be added. Shrotradi karana kalapam ujjitva. Shrotradi karana kalapam ujjitva. Shrotrado. So Bhagavad Pada writes first, Shrotradi karana kalapam ujjitva. What does it mean? Shrotrado hi atma bhavam kritva. He explains. Shrotradau hi ஆத்மபாவம் கிருத்வா. ஸ்ரோத்ராதௌ ஹி ஆத்மபாவம் கிருத்வா. ஸ்ரோத்ராதி ஆத்மபாவகரணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹேவிங் ஸ்ட்ராங் ஐசென்ஸ் இன் தி சென்சஸ் சச் அஸ் சீயிங் ஹியரிங் பவர் எக்ஸெட்ரா. ஸ்ரோத்ர ஆதௌ இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு இன் தி பாடி மைண்ட்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். ஹி இன்டீட் ஆத்மபாவம் கிருத்வா. ஆத்மபாவகரணம் மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் ஸ்ட்ராங் identity with the body, mind, sense complex, having strong eyesense in the hearing power, etc. etc. means what? Not only in the hearing power, the strong eyesense, atmabhavaha, dehatma buddhihi, we say, indriyatma buddhihi, dehatma buddhihi means having strong notion that I am the body, I am the mind, I am the sense organs. So having strong eyesense in the senses such as hearing power, etc., having identity with the body, mind, sense complex is what? Shrotradau Atmabhavaha. First she says, because of the identity, what happens? Tad upadhihi san. Tad upadhihi san. And that body mind sense complex becomes what? Upadhi. That body mind sense complex being the upadhi, the limiting adjunct, tad atmana, and as the body mind sense complex, what happens? The person jayate, is born again and again and again. Mriyate, he also dies, becomes subject to death again and again and again. So what? Cha samsarati, and continues to remain in samsara. Okay? He persons, Bhagavatpada explains the reason for being continuously in samsara. This beginningless, endless life of transmigration, cycle of births and deaths. Why a person remains in this beginningless, endless life of transmigration? Why? He says, Atmabhavam Kritva. It is purely because of taking the body, mind, sense complex for the self and having strong identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Having eyesense in the subtle powers such as sense, hearing power, etc., and being that body mind complex becoming the upadhi, the limiting adjunct, tadatmana, and having that as the self. What is the self for him? Tadatmana means having that body mind complex, senses, hearing power, etc., as the self. This person samsarati, he continues to remain in this samsara, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Therefore, he is born, jayate, mriyate. He is born again and again. He becomes subject to death. He dies again and again. Jayate, mriyate, samsarati cha. Therefore, he says, Shrotradi karana kalapam ujjitva. Ujjitva. See, there's a nice verb. Ujjiti. Ujjiti means abandons. Gives up. Completely. Okay. Ujjitva. So, cognitively having abandoned. Physically, you can't push your body, mind, complex away. But cognitively, intellectually having abandoned, ujjitva, having given up the identity with the body, mind, sense complex. So, shrotradi karana kalapam ujjitva, having abandoned cognitively the aggregate, the entirety of the assemblage of hearing power, etc. all subtle powers, thereby the physical body also. See, Shrotradi Karana Kalapaha means it stands for the entire body, mind, sense complex. Only subtle aspects he is mentioning, physical body also should be added. Shrotradi Karana Kalapam Ujjitva is equal to Karya Karana Sanghatam Ujjitva. So having abandoned, having given up the identity with the aggregate of the entire assemblage of all subtle powers, including the physical body, such as hearing power, etc. Person becomes free. So, jnatva. Jnatva vimuchyati. Katam vimuchyate? The person discovers the meaning of the word I, being abstract formless consciousness. And having taken ownership of consciousness as the self, he gives up the identity with the body, mind, and complex. He does not take body, mind, complex as the self anymore. This is called Ujjitva. This is what is meant by the word Ujjitva. And he Vimuchyate. He becomes liberated. Jnatva Vimuchyate. Which means he does not attain, he becomes free, he becomes liberated, which means having known the truth, he takes ownership of freedom as his own nature. So taking ownership of freedom as his own nature is what seeing oneself being already free from bondage. And that is how a person becomes liberated through knowledge. So, in that corner, he says how a person becomes bound, also he explained. Shrotrado hi atma bhavam kritva tad upadhihi sanne tad atmana jayate mriyate samsarati cha. Ataha, therefore, shrotradehe shrotradi lakshanam brahmatma iti viditva. Vimuchyate. So, viditva, jnatva mean the same. Two different roots, that's all. Two different verbs. Meaning is the same. Viditva, jnatva, having known what? Shrotradehe shrotradi lakshanam. Brahmatma iti viditva. Having understood the nature of Brahma, the definition of Brahma, as the Shrotradi, Shrotradehe Shrotradi, as the ear of the ear, etc. So having known Brahmatma, having known the Brahmatma, in the form of, or as nature of the Brahmatma, as the ear of the ear, etc. The person becomes free. Now, he goes next to word, Atimuchya. Atimuchya. Now, Bhagavad Pada comments upon the word Atimuchya. See, Amrutaha Bhavanti, he explained, having added the word Jnatva, Amrutaha Bhavanti, he explained. Now he says, Atimuchya, Shrotradi Atma Bhavam Parityajya. Again, Atimuchya is equal to Parityajya. Parityajya Ujjitva mean the same. Ujjitva, having abandoned. Parityajya, having given up for good. I think totally given up is the meaning of the word atimuchya. Totally given up what? Atmabhavam. Shrotradishu atmabhavaha. Shrotradi atmabhavaha. Shrotradishu atmabhavam parityajya. Shrotradi atmabhavam parityajya. And I'm saying, I'm sure you make out samasa. Shrotradishu atmabhavam parityajya. Shrotradi atmabhavam parityajya. Having given up the I sense, atmabhavaha means atmabuddhihi. Having given up the I sense in the subtle powers such as hearing power, etc., means having given up the identity, atmabhavaha means having I sense in the body, mind, sense complex. It means having given up the identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Shrotradi atmabhavam parityajya. Having given up, then what happens? He explains, ye shrotradi atmabhavam parityajanti te dhiraha dhimantaha. Beautiful. Who are the dhiraha? Ke dhiraha. Dhiraha ittukte dhimantaha. Dhihi means intelligence. Dhiman is intelligent. Dhiman, buddhiman. Wise. Dhihi means wisdom. Dhiman means wise. Dhimat shabdaha. Therefore, dhimantaha, plural word. Takarantaha, pullingaha, dhimat shabdaha. Pratma bhakto bahuvachane dhimantaha iti rupam. Dhimantaha, wise people. So dhiraha, the brave, courageous people who have freed themselves from the fear of death, who have protected their minds from fear of death, are dhiraha. As people are intelligent people, wise people. So who are the wise people? Dhimantaha. Wise people are those who have protected their minds from the fear of death for good. So they become wise. Dhimantaha. Ke dhimantaha bhavanti? Ye shrotradishu atmabhavam parityajanti. People who give up, who abandon the I sense in subtle sense powers such as hearing power, etc. Thereby, people who give up their identity with the entire material anatma, body, mind, sense complex, in the wake of the knowledge of their own surupam being pure consciousness, are the people who are wise. Te dhiraha, te dhimantaha. Ye shrotradyatmabhavam parityajanti te dhiraha dhimantaha. Okay. Nahi visishta dhimatvam antarena. Visishta dhimatvam antarena. Shrotradi atmabhavaha. Shakyaha parityaktum. Look at this. Parityaktum na shakyaha. Bring the shakna. He indeed, parityaktum na shakyaha. It is not possible at all to give up, to abandon. To give up what? Atmabhavaha. It is not possible at all to give up the I sense in the subtle powers, just hearing power, etc. it is not possible at all to give up the identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Even though only subtle shrotra adi powers are mentioned, we have to take it as the entire body, mind, sense complex. So shrotra adi atma bhavaha paritaktum na shakyaha. The eye-sense identity, eye-sense in the subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc. is not possible to give up. Antarena, without visishta dhimatvam. Dhimatvam means wisdom. Without the unique wisdom, visishta dhimatvam antarena. Antarena is equal to vina. Visishta dhimatvam vina. Without this unique wisdom of one's own essential nature, being pure consciousness, Brahma, without this unique wisdom, without this ascertained vision of one's own essential nature being pure consciousness, obtaining as the truth of all sense powers, it is not possible to give up the identity with the body, mind, sense complex. It is not possible for abandoning the I sense in the subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc. So, nahi. So, visishta dhimatvam antarena, shrotra dhyatma bhavaha, parityaktum nahi shakyaha. Okay. I put the sentence differently. Having said that, now Bhagavad Pada moves on to the next word, pretya. Now, you understood the meaning of the word atimuchya. Please make note. Ati mochanam, ati muchya means, in fact, giving up one's identity. That is possible only when we discover the content of I, the first person singular pronoun being pure consciousness. Thereby we understand that consciousness being the only truth, by mere presence of which all subtle powers function. Okay. Now he moves on to the next word, pretya. So he gives two meanings for the word pretya. The second meaning I have already told you, but still we'll see that later on. What the first meaning Bhagavad Pada gives, pretya, is equal to vyavritya. Asmatu lokat. Having dissociated cognitively from this world, asmatu lokat. The world in him of what? Mama aham. Mama ahambhava samyavahara lakshanat. So having distinguished oneself, having given up from this world in the form of mama aham bhava samvyavahar, like in the form of the transaction, having given up, having identity from this world in the form of the transaction caused by I sense and my sense, are arising from I sense and my sense. Any transaction, the world. Arthivaram aham and mama bhava. Aham mama bhavaha, aham bhavaha. Aham bhavaha, I sense. Mama bhavaha, my sense. அகம் மம அகம் பாவ சம்வியவஹார லக்ஷணாத் அஸ்மாத் லோகாத் வியாவிருத்திய புத்திர மித்திர கலத்திர பந்துஷு தியக்தைஷணாக பூத்வா. சோ பிரேத்யா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிரேத்யா மீன்ஸ் ஹீ சேஸ் புத்திர மித்திர கலத்திர பந்துஷு தியக்த சர்வேஷணாக. Having become tyakta sarveshanaha bhutva, pretya is equal to tyakta sarveshanaha bhutva, having become the ones who are free from, who have given up all desires for progeny, wealth and worlds, so towards relatives, wife, friends and progeny, புத்திர மித்திர கலத்திர பந்துஷு தியக்தேஷனாக பூத்வா. So becoming free from desires for everything means மம அகம்பாவ சம்யவஹார லக்ஷணாத் அஸ்மாத் லோகாத் பிரேத்ய. So having given up completely the identity. So பிரேத்யா he should take as what? Having dissociated. Having withdrawn, having dissociated cognitively, not physically. Having withdrawn, having dissociated oneself from all worldly transactions. Having withdrawn, having dissociated oneself from all such worldly transactions. Arising from strong I sense and my sense towards sons, progeny, putra, sons, mitra, friends, kalatra, wives, and bandusha, relatives. What does it mean? Having freed oneself from the cravings for kaisar, for everything, people become immortal. Amrutaha bhavanti pre asmat lokat pretya amrutaha bhavanti atimuchya dhiraha bhavanti atimuchya amrutaha bhavanti atimuchya dhiraha bhavanti then pretya amrutaha bhavanti atimuchya dhiraha bhavanti அதிமுச்சி அமிர்தாக பவந்தி தென் பிரேத்ய அபி அமிர்தாக பவந்தி. சோ பிரேத்யா மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் த ஒன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மீனிங் இஸ் த மீனிங் பிரேத்ய ஹேவிங் டிசோசியேட்டட் ஹேவிங் வித்ட்ரான் ஒன் செல்ஃப் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் சச் வேர்ல்ட்லி டிரான்சாக்ஷன்ஸ் happening as a result of strong I sense and my sense towards one's relatives, friends, etc. That is, becoming free from all the cravings for everything, they become immortal. Okay, amrutaha. So amrutaha, what's the meaning of amrutaha? அமரண தர்மானஹ அமரண தர்மானஹ தே பிகம் தி பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆஃப் தி வர்ச்சூ ஆஃப் பீயிங் இம்மார்டல் ஹூ ஆர் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பீயிங் இம்மார் ஹூ ஆர் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி விச் மீன்ஸ் த ரிமைன் ஆஸ் இம்மார்டல் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மா அமிர்தா பவந்தி. சங்கர் பகவத்பாதா to add strength to his commentary on these lines, he wants to prove that there are many other Upanishadic statements which also reveal the same fact. Na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amrutatvama nashuhu. beautiful mantra from Kaivalya Upanishad, Kaivalya Upanishad. So, Amrutattvam Anashuhu. Amrutattvam Anashuhu means people attained immortality. How? Na karmana, not by action. Na prajaya, not by progeny. Na dhanena, not by wealth. But tyagena, only by renunciation. Eke amrutattva manashuhu. Some people attained immortality. Okay, it's one quote from Kaivalya Upanishad. What does it mean? Renunciation implies contemplative life. Contemplative life implies ascertained vision of the truth. It is the knowledge of the truth. It is knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the truth of everything. Being consciousness. Only by knowing that people attain immortality. Then another beautiful quote from Kathopanishad. Paranchikani vyatrunat swayambhu. Paranchikani vyatrunat swayambhu. Tasmat parang pashyatinantaratman. Swayambhu, the self-existent Lord, Ishvara. Paranchikani vyatrunat. Kani, he created the sense organs and making them extroverted, he destroyed them. Tasmat, because of that reason, the sense organs he created, but they're also extrovert. Therefore, parang pashyati. Therefore, a person sees only externally, na antaratman. One does not see one's own innermost essence. Na antaratman. Antaratmanam na pashyati. The person does not recognize one's own innermost essence because attention is drawn away by sense organs. The sense organs are always extroverted. That's how Bhagavan has created. So in this sentence also, what is emphasized? Knowing the truth is the means of liberation. The first sentence also means what? Knowing the truth is the means of liberation. Now, one more quote from Kathopanishad. Kaschidhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat avritta chakshu amrutattvam icchan. Kaschidhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat avritta chakshu amrutattvam icchan. Amrutattvam icchan, desiring the immortality, avritta chakshu, as the one who has withdrawn his sense power, such as seeing power, etc., from the sense objects, the person was desirous of knowing the self. He discovered the self. Pratyagatmanam aikshat. The person saw the reality obtaining as the nearest innermost self. As a result of having withdrawn one's sense powers from the sense objects, being desirous of knowing the truth. Being desirous of attaining immortality. Amrutattvam icchati. Amrutattvam icchan, desiring the immortality, having withdrawn one's seeing power from the sense objects. What does this mean? Avritta chakshuhu means having, as the one who has closed his eyes. As the person of closed eyes means, as the person of withdrawn sense organs from respective objects, not allowing the attention to go after anything else, the person discovered the self. ஆத்மானம் பிரத்யேகாத்மானம் ஐக்ஷது. Therefore, பிரத்யேகாத்ம ஈக்ஷணம், seeing this innermost essence, is the only means of what now? அமிர்தத்துவ பிராப்தி. யதா சர்வே பிரமுச்சியந்தே காமாஹ ஏ அஸ்ய ஹ்ருதி ஸ்ருதாஹ அத்ர பிரம்ம சமனுஷ்ணுதே. ஏ காமாஹ ஹ்ருதி ஸ்ருதாஹ காமாஹ, ஏ ஹ்ருதி ஸ்ருதாஹ காமாஹ மீன்ஸ் those desires which obtain in the mind, yada pramuchyante ye sarve hridishritaha sarve kamaha pramuchyante, when all desires obtaining in the mind become released, mind become resolved, then atra there the person attains Brahma, the person discovers Brahma and attains freedom. That's the meaning. So hridishritaha sarve ye hridishritaha asya sarve asya hridishritaha sarve kamaha yada pramuchyante, when all desires obtaining in the mind of a person become resolved, there the person enjoys Brahma, attains Brahma. So for all these quotes, mean three quotes from Kathopanishad, one quote from Kaivalyopanishad, very powerful quotes which all uniformly reveal the same fact, that attainment of immortality, attainment of freedom is nothing but discovery of the freedom, which is possible only as a result of discovering the truth, obtaining as one's own self. So knowledge of the Atma, Pratyagatma, is only means of attaining moksha. That is made very clear in all these statements. Ityadi Shrutibhyaha. This, from all these statements of Upanishads, Shruti, other statements also, the same fact is understood. Having given that, this is the meaning of the word pretya. Okay? Pretya means what? Having given up one's identity with the body, imagines, having withdrawn one's association, having withdrawn oneself, having dissolved oneself from all the worldly transactions. A person attains moksha. Next meaning, athava, otherwise, this meaning can be taken. I'm going to stop soon, don't worry. Atimuchya iti anena eva yeshanatyagasya siddhatvat. See what he says. Atimuchya iti anena eva. By this very expression, atimuchya itself, the giving up of desires becomes established. Atimuchya, having given up, means having given up one's identity with the body, mansions, complex itself, implies what? Oneself being free from the hold of desires. Therefore, atimuchya iti anena eva yeshanatyagasya siddhatvat. Again, the same meaning need not be given. So he says, asmat lokat pretya is equal to what? Asmat sharirat apetya. Having gone away from this physical body. Mean what? Having departed from this body. After leaving this physical body. அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் அபேத்திய அபேதி அபைதி இஸ் தி வெர்ப் அபைதி உபைதி கம்ஸ் அபைதி கோஸ் அவே ஓகே ஓகே அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் அபேத்திய அஸ்மாத் லோகாத் பிரேத்திய இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு அஸ்மாத் லோகாத் பிரேத்திய ஷுட் டேக்கன் அஸ் வாட் அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் அபேத்திய அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் அபேத்திய மீன்ஸ் அஸ்மாத் ஷரீராத் அபேத்திய மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹேவிங் லெஃப்ட் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடி ஹேவிங் டிபார்டட் ஃப்ரம் தி பாடி ஆஃப்டர் லீவிங் தி பாடி விச் மீன்ஸ் மிருத்வா மிருத்வா மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹேவிங் டைட் means after death mrutva is equal to having died which means after death mrutva after death a person remains as brahma which is videha muktihi understand the two meanings what is first meaning so atimuchya meaning giving up one's identity with the body mind and complex as a result of having the ascertained vision of one's own swarupam being consciousness is with jivan mukti stands for jivan mukti asmat lokat pretya after leaving the physical body a person's sukshma becomes resolved for good so there's no question of assuming another body there's no karma to be exhausted therefore the person remains as brahma which is absolute eternity absolute immortality which is said to be videha muktihi so pretya has two meanings got it now asma lokat pretya okay I'm going to stop now I'll see you tomorrow with this the commentary on the second mantra is over ஓம் பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம்